Tower Route, Stop A, Car Number 51, Tiglia per Europea or Common Linden in English. This deciduous tree can reach a considerable height. In ideal conditions, it can grow up to 30 meters tall. It has brownish-gray bark and cordate, heart-shaped leaves with a serrated edge which grow on stalks. These leaves are asymmetrical, and this distinguishes it from other linden species. In terms of reproduction, lindens produce small, creamy yellow flowers that are not very showy, but are very fragrant. This attracts many bees and other insects involved in pollination. The fruit that develop from these flowers are round and easy to see, as they stay on the tree for a long time. The common linden is a naturally occurring hybrid between the small leaf linden and large leaf linden, two species typical of Europe and very widespread throughout Italy. As I said, the flowers attract many bees, making the linden a honey-producing species. In addition, specifically because of this strong fragrance, humans are also partial to the species, and the flowers are used in both herbal medicine and perfumery. Another of the tree's special features is its remarkable longevity. It is actually used as a symbol of long life in various cultures. It is reckoned that some lindens have lived for more than 1,000 years. For the same reason, the linden flower symbolizes married love and eternal love. Card number 5, Acernegundo or Box Elder in English. Facing the row of lindens, we find some specimens of these species. These are deciduous trees too, but are shorter than the lindens. In ideal conditions, their maximum height is 15 meters. Their distinctive leaves are described as pinnately compound, because the leaf itself is made up of a variable number of leaflets, from 3 to 7, which together form a single large leaf. This leaf is green and smooth on top, and often pubescent, that is to say hairy, on the underside. The box elder is a dioecious species, meaning that there are separate male and female plants that produce different flowers. These flowers, of both sexes, hang down and are not very ornamental or showy. They develop into fruit, which on the other hand are more showy and ornamental, since groups of samaras stay on the plant for several months. As the samaras are often still on the tree in winter, they give the tree a distinctive ornamental appearance during the winter season. The box elder is native to North America, but as it was imported into Europe at the end of the 17th century, it is now widespread and widely used throughout Italy. Its wood is highly prized and is mainly used to make violins. The tradition of using it to make musical instruments seems to have been started by Stradivari in this country. There are many legends linking this tree to musical instruments. One of them involves a Hungarian princess who was robbed, killed, and then buried under an acernegundo. Thanks to a musical instrument, a flute in this case, the princess' spirit let it be known what had happened to her. Now pause the recording and walk on to the next stop. Stop B. Card number 20. Lagerstoremia indica or crepe myrtle in English. The Lagerstoremia comes in the form of a small deciduous tree or in many cases shrub. Although it is small, it stands out in all seasons. In winter, the structure of the branches and the trunk is very noticeable. They are often very sinuous and twisted. In addition, the bark is smooth and turns a pinkish color. In spring, it is the green, rounded foliage that stands out, while in summer, it is covered with large, very showy flowers. The flowers, which can be white, pink, purple or red, depending on the specimen, are gathered in panicles. They are big and showy precisely because pollination is carried out by insects. These flowers produce the fruit, which takes the form of round capsules. During the fall, the Lagerstoremia is still very beautiful and showy, as the foliage can turn all colors from yellow to red. This plant is native to East Asia and is very popular especially in China, where it has been used for millennia to grace both private gardens and temples. In Italy, meanwhile, it has become widespread only in recent years, as many people do not like its winter appearance. It is felt that the sinuous twisted branches make it look like a skeleton, which many people consider too spooky. Now pause the recording and climb the steps to the next stop. Stop C. Card number 31. Pinus pinea or stone pine in English. Here you can admire some of these evergreen conifers with their typical umbrella shape, which in the right environment can grow very tall, even exceeding 30 meters. The Pinus pinea has a columnar trunk and branches only at the top of the trunk. The bark is a distinctive reddish-brown color and tends to crack into large plates, which are also resinous. The leaves, which vary in length from 10 to 12 centimeters, are typically needle-shaped and come in fascicles of two. The pairs of needles are a distinctive feature to help you recognize the species of pine from the others. The flowers are unisexual, meaning that there are separate male and female flowers. As they exist only for reproductive purposes, they are neither showy nor ornamental, because they rely on the wind for pollination. The fruit that develop from the flowers are woody strobili or pine cones, which fall to the ground on maturity, opening and releasing the seeds. The only form of reproduction that the stone pine can rely on is through its seed, which takes about 4 years to germinate in the soil. The seeds, which are edible pine nuts, are really liked both by animals, which feed on them, and by humans, who cultivate the tree specifically to produce them. The stone pine is also used for reforestation in coastal areas. It is highly salt-resistant and adapts well even in the poorest soils. This is why you often find pine woods in maritime areas. It is a species native to the Mediterranean and seems to have been introduced by the Etruscans, but later spread more or less throughout Italy thanks to the Romans and other seafaring peoples. Card number 44. Salix caprea or goat willow or even pussy willow in English. Below one of the stone pines you can admire a specimen of this species, which is found as either a small tree or a shrub and is deciduous. Its main feature is its leaves, which come in different shapes not only on different specimens of the same species but also on the same tree at different ages, varying from elliptic lanceolate to oval and round. Another distinctive feature is the flower buds, which appear in the fall and are covered by a thick grayish fluff, which helps to defend the young flower from both the winter cold and attack by herbivores which may feed on them. Separate male and female flowers develop from these buds on different trees. The male ones are easily recognizable in winter time, as their unusual golden coloring gives the whole tree a highly ornamental appearance. The flowers develop into fruit, which resembles an ear of corn and releases feathery seeds into the environment. The goat willow can be found throughout Italy, Europe and Asia. It is a pioneer species, meaning that it colonizes new places, all those areas where other plants would not be able to survive because the land is still inhospitable and not very fertile. Brushland at the edge of woods, especially in wetlands, is the typical territory of this species. Stop D. Card number 12. Cedrus deodara pendula or weeping deodar in English. This is a distinctive evergreen conifer with very slow growth and limited height. As you may have guessed from your first glance, its distinctiveness lies in its highly ornamental appearance and presence. The branches are irregular and tend to cascade down to the ground. The leaves are needle-shaped and are either single leaves on young branches or clustered in small tufts on older branches. Leaves in fascicles are a distinctive feature of all cedar. Like all conifers, the weeping deodar is a monoecious species. It produces separate male and female flowers on the same plant. These flowers then develop fruit, woody cones or pine cones that tend to grow upright, are very compact and turn a reddish color when they mature. They remain on the plant for 2 years before reaching maturity. The weeping deodar, known in Italy as the Himalayan cedar, as this name implies, is native to the Himalayas and Afghan mountains. The distinctive feature of this cultivar is that it will not exist naturally, as it is the result of human intervention. It can be obtained in two ways: mechanically, by folding the young branches of approximately 2-year-old Cedrus deodara trees back on themselves, forcing them to grow in an unnatural position, or, if there are already specimens available, by means of a graft. Card number 13. Cameciparis lawsoniana, or Port Orford cedar, or Lawson cypress in English. Just behind the Cedrus deodorapendula, there is a specimen of this evergreen conifer, which in its natural environment can grow to 60 meters tall, whereas in Italy it struggles to exceed 10 meters. The leaves are typically scale-shaped, soft to the touch, and have a dark green coloring with purple hues. The flowers, in this case too, are split between male and female on the same plant. They are tiny and often go unnoticed. The flowers then develop into cones, which are woody and rounded. They stay attached to the tree and simply open on maturity, dropping the seed to the ground. The Port Orford cedar is native to two areas in the USA, Southwest Oregon and Northwest California. It was introduced into Europe in the mid-19th century thanks to a Scottish botanist who recognized these new species and brought it to the continent. Today we know and cultivate about 200 different varieties of Camecyparis, which differ mainly in the coloring and the size that the tree can grow to. It is assumed that the oldest Camecyparis lawsoniana in Italy is the one in the botanical gardens in Lucca, planted there in 1880. One curious fact about the name. In Italian, the species is called the Cipresso di Lawson, Lawson cypress, because it belongs to the family Cupressaceae, like the more famous cypress.